John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome Vicky Barker, a correspondent for CBS News in London, to comment on the drama in the ceremony known as Prime Minister's Questions and elsewhere over Boris Johnson and the vaccine, Boris Johnson and the virus, Boris Johnson and decisions he's made as the Prime Minister facing an opposition, Labour and others, who are not many in number, but certainly in voice, are given reason to question the Prime Minister. And Vicky, the questions of the Prime Minister look to be turning on whether Mr. Johnson had or had not said, let the bodies pile high. There were many versions of this, a paraphrase. In other words, had he been caught by his own guru saying something that was both cruel and false about the lockdowns, about the virus. However, I'm surprised to see that that isn't the only thing that Mr. Starmer, Sir Keir Starmer of Labour, is approaching the Prime Minister with. So please explain to me and to all of us why it is important for Labour or for the opposition to maneuver the Prime Minister to make a false statement. What is the significance of that? Good evening to you, Vicky.
Well, good evening. Well, yes, the Prime Minister Question Time, which is this wonderful cocktail of procedural etiquette and bare-knuckle verbal fisticuffs, really came into its own in the Wednesday session, because you were watching. It was really sort of a verbal game of chess. Now, there are some things you can and cannot do on the floor of the House of Commons. On the House of Commons, you are allowed to say things that might get you sued if you said them in normal life, but you may not call another member a liar. And you may not mislead your fellow members of Parliament. So what Keir Starmer was doing in that Wednesday session was pointedly asking, he was drilling the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, on two things. One, did you make that remark that back in the fall you told, it may have happened in cabinet, it's not clear what the context was, but he allegedly said, I would rather see the bodies, 3,000 bodies a day piling up than impose another lockdown on this country. Did you say it or did you not? Now, Johnson was saying this is total rubbish. He's denied saying it. But then Starmer also pressed him on this other emerging scandal concerning the refurbishment of his official flat in Downing Street. Not clear what the final bill was. There's some speculation it was up to about $300,000. But the media have been sniffing around, the Westminster press pack had been sniffing around the fact that the bill had initially been paid possibly by Conservative Party donors, which could have been a violation of ethics rules. When the flames started approaching his feet, Boris Johnson issued a statement saying, I paid for the refurbishment myself. And that does seem to be the case. Ultimately, he paid for the refurbishment himself. What isn't clear is whether someone else initially paid for that refurbishment and Boris Johnson repaid it out of his own pocket when there was some suggestion that he was trying to form some kind of charitable trust that would pay for the refurbishment. So what Keir Starmer did in Parliament was continually pressed the Prime Minister, who initially paid for the refurbishment of your official flat. And Johnson kept responding with exactly the same formula that he and every other cabinet member who's been, grilled in the broadcast waves in recent years has come up with, which is, I paid for the refurbishment myself and conformed with, ethical guidelines. But Starmer put out a veiled threat by saying, I just want to remind the Prime Minister that anyone who is found to have misled Parliament is expected to resign. And there was this moment when he said it where there was sort of a, there was just this, as, several people sitting socially distanced in that chamber, you know, absorbed the impact of that. Now, we might ultimately get an answer because there are two separate inquiries underway. One is by a recently appointed advisor on ministerial standards who will look into that. But he reports to the prime minister, and it's up to the prime minister to decide whether to make it public and whether to act on it. However, just before that session of Prime Minister's Question Time, the parliamentary watchdog, the Electoral Commission, announced that it found that there were sufficient grounds to investigate the question of the refurbishment of the flat. And that's going to be a proper investigation. And that might turn up some answers. And depending on, you know, what those answers are, if they go against Boris Johnson, it'll be interesting to see how that Lovell Road persona manages to get through that one.
In the larger picture, however, I'm puzzled. Why this now? Is it because Great Britain is feeling confident of the virus and the vaccine? I note there's a date, mid-May, to reopen even more of the economy. Does that suggest why now this, what you'd have to say in the scale of things, whether the Prime Minister paid or paid not, did not pay, I understand you must speak truthfully in Parliament, but the enormous success of the vaccination in Britain, that has to be buoying everyone in the country. So have the polls decided that Boris Johnson is managing well after all the excitement of 2020? Or are they still questioning whether Boris Johnson is the right leader?
I think it's two things. And I think we'll get a sense of the answer to that question in another week. Because here's the context. We have elections happening next week. They're not parliamentary election. There's only one parliamentary by-election. But something like 5,000 local seats are up. It's the highest number since 1973 because the elections had to be delayed for a year. Something like 48 million Brits will be voting for mayor of London and for their local councils. So I think certainly the Labour Party, all the opposition parties are trying to hammer, you know, anything they can against Boris Johnson and anything they can against the Conservatives to try to gain seats next week. Whether the British voters are going to agree with that, this is what we'll have to see coming into these elections.
Better than
you're
any,
right.
Better than any polling. Yes, voting is better than any polling, any opinion polling.
Exactly. The actual polling.
a detail about Britain right now, Vicky. Is it true to say you're there? I'm just reading the Telegraph and the Times and the FT. Is it true that people are feeling more confident on the streets and in London than they were before because of the vaccine?
Yes, I think they absolutely are. There's been this sense of exhaling as this latest lockdown has eased. And bear in mind, we all had the rug pulled out from under us just before Christmas. We were basically told Christmas was canceled. The numbers are going up too high. There are too many ICUs filling up. You know, Johnson had to cancel his plans to relax things for 5 days over Christmas. So people have been, you know, stuck indoors. It's been a long winter. And the fact that things have relaxed enough now that you can have up to six people in your private garden, that's felt like a great opening up. But this confidence that the people that you're encountering are likely to have already been vaccinated themselves or are low risk is certainly, you know, relaxing everybody's body language. I mean, by the middle of February, they had vaccinated 99% of the most at-risk cohort in the UK. And it's been barreling along 1 or 2 days ahead of schedule ever since. I'm in an age group that my husband's 10 years older than me. He had his in late January. I knew I was going to be towards the front of the second set of people who would get it. They announced on a Sunday that they'd met that quota, you know, one day early. And I got my letter on the Monday inviting me to sign up for my vaccine. So I think that's been a big morale booster too, to see how successful the vaccination drive has been in this country.
One more thought, and we have less than a minute. India is in the news here, in the news there. Mm-hmm. Is there special attention being paid to India because of its place in the British Empire? Do you see it in the headlines and on the television, Vicky? We have less than a minute.
You absolutely do, because, you know, the British Empire has morphed into the British Commonwealth. You know, doctors of Indian descent are, you know, are on the airwaves here every day. There are so many family ties. There are so many big South Asian populations in so many British cities that those ties are kept alive. And yes, I mean, there's a lot of coverage on India, and there's a lot of compassion and concern for India here.
Vicky Barker is CBS News London correspondent, reporting on the melange of decisions needed ahead to reopen all of Europe, but right now, especially turning on the melodrama of the tousled-haired prime minister. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.